You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, working in association with the Author Channel, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Danny Gutnecht, the CEO and co-founder of Pathways, an advisory firm that helps organizations tap their potential through its people strategies. He works with individuals and businesses all over the world. His new book, Meaning at Work and Its Hidden Language, describes a process that supports organizational meaning making. Mr. Gutnecht, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Yeah, it's great. Nice to meet you, Eric.
Yeah, nice to meet you as well, and looking forward to hearing from you, and thanks for your time as well. So first of all, for starters, why did you write the book Meaning at Work in Its Hidden Language?
Well, over 20 years of interviewing people in organizations, I found that we were tapping a very small amount of our potential. And then you start looking around and you see that Gallup has got these large numbers of unengagement. And it was the same thing that I was experiencing in recruiting people. And I noticed that people that were really connected had some sort of shared meaning that they had with the organization. And so I spent 20 years figuring out really how meaning works, working with, you know, various people. And that's why I wrote the book. It doesn't work quite the way that we think it does.
I bet we don't. Now, why is meaning in the workplace such a big topic today?
Well, I think that everybody's beaten around the bush with all the different terms, and everybody's coming to the same conclusion, which is meaning. And meaning is how a being parses its existence. So it's a little bit more than just, say, the emotional attachment to things. It's got more to do with how we're interpreting the world and how we're waking up and, you know, putting our feet on the ground and actually doing something about what we care about.
And Danny, what does meaning have to do with potential or self-actualization?
Well, you know, we've spent the last couple of centuries developing all the food, shelter, and clothing that we pretty much need, all the kind of lower levels of Maslow's hierarchy. And we're knocking on this this part of us that's a little bit more human. And most of that part, which is our meaning, which is how we should live and how we should interpret the world, has been really farmed out to authority-based institutions for a long time. And today we're waking up and we're realizing that, hey, you know, we're responsible for our own set of values. We're responsible for how we interpret the world and act out in it. And so we're undergoing this monumental shift from authority to process. And what that's got to do with, you know, with individuation or self-actualization is, you know, Maslow and Jung and all these folks that studied self-actualized people started to realize that those people took responsibility, a personal responsibility, for their own meaning equation in life.
Now, you talk about four different domains of existence in the book. What do these have to do with meaning?
There's a good friend of mine, Bijoy Goswami, who has this model called the human fugue. And it talks about the fact that we've undergone four large fundamental shifts in our existence. The first shift is in phenomenon. So phenomena is basically how we, you know, how we make sense of the world. And so Galileo went out and, you know, decided to say, hey, I'm not taking advice from the Pope anymore. I think that heavier objects and might fall at the same speed as other objects. And he tested it. That started a process of us going, hey, we can use scientific method to study phenomena in the universe. And so we have, that's one domain. The second and third domain started to happen in America, where we underwent a process for rights. So it took 30 years. The Articles of Confederation failed, and the process was basically, you know, protest, debate, legislate, execute, you have a law. If you don't like it, it's protest, debate, execute, legislate, and a law. So those are processes that we can go out and we can actually advocate for a right, and so that domain is how we agree to live upon in society. It's the truth test is, does the majority vote for it? The third domain is resources, which we've become really good at as a society. And the entrepreneur is the center of the domain of resources, which they go out and they see a problem, they create a solution, they execute it, they get an exchange, and repeat. And so you get a business model. So meaning, so we've conquered all three of those first three, and they've undergone this huge shift from authority-based systems where the Pope or King or somebody told you how life was to be in that particular domain to a process. And in meaning, today is what we're undergoing the big shift. We're moving from saying, hey, I've got more facets to my life than, say, what the American dream is. The American dream can be anything for anybody today. And so, you know, I can take my own spiritual journey, my own relationship journey, my own work journey. Those are all different. They all have different meanings, and they all have different ways that we can approach life.
Today, we are joined by Mr. Danny Gutnick, the CEO and co-founder of Pathways, an advisory firm that helps organizations tap their potential through its people strategies, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, you talk about the house of meaning in the book. Can you explain a little more about that?
Yeah, so the house of meaning is each being has its own meaning journey. And so a being could be an organization, a city, an individual. And so the house of meaning is something that when you start to understand the rules of meaning, you have to deal with meaning on its own domain. And that's where a lot of businesses go wrong today. They're still trying to provide authority-based systems. And so the house is just merely a domain. And so it's like the human feud that we talked about. The domain of meaning is it true for me?
Also, if you would explain what a meaning language is, and I actually thought language had meaning.
Yeah, you know, take for example a clinical environment. At any given time, you may be speaking a clinical language, a business language, and business model language. So you've got marketing, you've got goals, you've got execution, you've got funnel. All of that's a very rational language, and we have a very, you know, very firm understanding of that. But meaning, it's one of the reasons that we end up making so many misfires when we hire people, is somebody might come in and they might say, hey, you know, I'm really all about innovation, and, you know, I really love, you know, I have a passion around these particular things. I might sit there as an employer and say, yeah, I'm all about innovation too. Problem with meaning is that a meaning language means I've got to unpack that term innovation. I've got to find out what that means to them, how they've experienced it, how they think it should be done. Why is it important to them? And so that's a more of a meaning language. It's what's true for that individual's experience versus, you know, something more universal like a marketing funnel, which is a business language.
That certainly makes more sense. Now, if meaning is undergoing a shift from authority to process, what are its processes for individuals and for companies?
So the process for a company with meaning is, we actually got one here at Pathways that we've developed called Essence Mining. And it's more like going into the organization and finding out what is the organization's meaning in its environment. You know, Southwest Airlines for 20 years has mined their employees and their customers and, you know, continued to evolve from, say, you know, no frills to freedom to fly to now it's, hey, without heart, it's just a machine. And so they're constantly examining what that organization is to its employees and its customers. And they're more defining that organization almost like six blind men and an elephant. The ultimate truth test for meaning and the process for meaning in an individual would be my own personal journey. And that would be to examine, hey, is my meaning, is this something, you know, am I parsing my, say, my spiritual journey with the one that my parents gave me, the one that society gave me, or did I go out and I actually decide to try a different journey, or is it something that resonates with me? And so that's the process. It's actually called journey. It's another one of the Joy Goswami's models where you have three stages of meaning for the person and saying, hey, is this, these are authority-based models, and they soon evolve into a more of a self-authored stage.
Lastly, Danny, how does a meaning language help a company with engagements and also with its customers?
Well, you know, when we go into an organization, we actually interview the people inside the organization. What's really profound is that people aren't visiting meaning very often. So they're not visiting why they do what they do, why what the company does is important. And that articulation is often condensed because in, say, a resource domain, we're trying to execute on speed, efficiency, those sorts of things. And so very short terms work better there. But when you start to unpack why somebody works where they do or why a company does what it does and how that meaning is shared between the individual and the organization, you start to get instant engagement. It's people are turning on neurons or connecting neurons that weren't connected before, and realizing, hey, I actually am here for a pretty good reason, and this is actually why I do it, and ooh, this is really important for the company, and this is why the company exists today.
Well, Danny, it certainly has been great to have had you. Very informational and quite interesting conversation and topic as well. Before you go, and in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, or a final tip for the listeners today?
Yeah, you know, meaning is we're just learning how to wield it today. And so really understanding how it works is key. It's like any other domain. We had to spend some time understanding it, you know, like democracy or like capitalism. To understand it is really important. Once you do, you're able to start putting motion in place and living a more meaningful life, or actually creating a more meaningful impact with your company.
Danny, tell our listeners where they can not only get more information about you and the book Meaning at Work and its hidden language, but also how they could make purchase.
Yeah, so I'm on Amazon and iBooks, you know, Meaning at Work under Danny Gutnick. You can find me with the hashtag Essence Mining online. That's Twitter, Facebook. My website is essencemining.com, and my company's website is pathways.io.
Again, Danny, it's been our pleasure to have had you. Thanks so much for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Mr. Danny Gutnick, the CEO and co-founder of Pathways, an advisory firm that helps organizations tap their potential through its people strategies. He works with individuals and businesses all over the world. His new book, Meaning at Work and Its Hidden Language, describes a process that supports organizational meaning making. And for all the details, visit essencemining.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location as we are now streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. With a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.